Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord is good. We're going to have some special things the next few services. And I know that you will enjoy it. I was thinking about the tape last Sunday night that the preliminaries who heard about Christ, the mystery of God revealed. And I believe that the greatest revelation in the Scripture is the revelation of Jesus Christ. The greatest. And there are so many things there, and I play the tapes so many times, I don't know how many times. And the more I play them, the more I just try to get the materials together to see what they have to say, what is going on. And I try to condense our materials, and I will be working as we play the tape. I think next Sunday night we'll play the tape number one, the part two there, the second side of the tape. And I hope that all of us will be able to receive something tonight to help us to understand some things. Quite often we listen to tape, and there's so much in one tape that your mind, seems to me, floats around. But I believe it's the most deepest and the most simple subject in the whole Scripture, the revelation of Jesus Christ. And if I try to title this service tonight, remember, I'm trying to assist all of us to be able to get the most out of that tape, Christ, the Mystery of God Revealed. And if I try to give it a title, will be the mystery of the revelation of Jesus Christ. The mystery of the revelation of Jesus Christ, take number one. Through the Scriptures, the word mystery appears many times. We have the mysteries of the kingdom, that's a plural tense. We have the mystery of the resurrection. You know, a resurrection is a mystery. You can read that in 1 Corinthians 15. The mystery of the gospel. The mystery of iniquity. The mystery of faith. The mystery of godliness. I haven't written down the scriptures, but probably what I will do next service, I might go through and give you the scriptures also. The mystery of the seven stars. Revelation is the first chapter. The mystery of Babylon, the mystery of the woman, and so on. But there's one mystery that stands out. Now remember, we're doing Bible study. The one mystery that stands out, that's the mystery of Jesus Christ. And the first thing you ask yourself, what is a mystery? A mystery is something, of course, you look at it and you don't understand it. But because you and I don't understand something, it does not mean that it doesn't have a content or reality in it. It can be a mystery to me and a mystery to you, but God knows about it. Now, a mystery comes from the Greek word mysterion. And what is mysterion, Brother David? Something that is secret. A Christian truth that can be revealed only by God. The secret which is revealed only unto the chosen. Because it's a mystery, God reveals things in specific times to specific people. And because somebody doesn't see it, it doesn't mean that God hasn't revealed it. You know, because God knows by foreknowledge, predestination, God knew you and me, and he knew what we're going to do. And he knows us from the beginning to the end. And I pray so God will help us to make a few points tonight and start building up in an area, because that mystery that we're going to see was hidden way back through the ages before the foundation of the world. And we see how that mystery of Jesus Christ start revealing itself through the Old Testament and the New Testament. And finally, we see, I'm not trying to bring conclusions that I have from the end in the beginning and make any confusion. We're going to find out that the mystery, finally, is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Not to the church. You know, join your church, join this. This has nothing to do with it. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. I love that, don't you? It's such an individual thing. It's such a thing that nobody can stop you from having it. You know, what about a priest or a pastor or somebody gets upset with you? And you say, what I'm going to do, I need that man because he's a pastor. No, no. God is revealing that to individuals. And when we're going to go back to the Old Testament, of course, to see about the prophecies of our Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to see that this mystery of Jesus Christ was unfolding partially all the way through from eternity. Now, God has attributes. An attribute is what you are. And God is a healer. Do you know that? And if God's attribute doesn't have anybody to heal, then why he's a healer for? God knew the fall, knew the beginning from the end. He's the healer. He's the Savior. He has all these attributes in him and permits things to happen so to fulfill his word, his love upon the chosen bride. Quite often, we don't see things. There's a thing puzzle my mind sometimes. And one of the things that puzzled me, I said, I was so close to finish my doctorate degree and yet didn't do it. I said, probably I should have done it. You know, I should have ignored everything and do it. But the whole thing was set up beautiful because the greatest thing that you can have in a doctorate degree is admission, number one. It's not the courses. The courses, you can go through it. And then finally, you write the dissertations and you can farm it out. But the admission is the worst. I was admitted, and instead of 5 years, they gave me 7 years. They were generous to me. And I had a job at IBM only 3 miles away from Boulder, from the University of Colorado. I was going to do my work there. I already registered for the coming pre-register, and I already reserved a room, you know, to stay on campus, and all these things was going on. And all of a sudden, I decided not to do it. But you know, you don't know where you would have been if you have done that. Sometimes you think, I want that. You see, and it's a fearful thing to realize that God will give you the desire of your hearts, but God can destroy you at the same time with that desire. So you have to always pray for His will. Read Psalm 106 and we'll tell you that. He gave leanness to their soul, deadly disease to destroy Israel. So now God, first of all, we know that the mystery has been ordained. Singular tense, remember, the mystery, one Jesus, one mystery, has been ordained before the foundation of the world. I'll be giving you scriptures, write the scriptures, and then study them at home. And you find out the tape will open to you. Very easy. Now, in 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, 1 Corinthians 2. 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, and the 7th verse. He says, but we speak of the wisdom of God in the mystery. Even the hidden wisdom of God ordained before the world into glory. Now, before there was a world, there was a mystery. And when we start seeing that mystery now, it's not something that happened when Jesus was at the cross. It's not something that happened when Isaiah was here. It's not something that happened when Abraham was here. It's not something that happened when the world began, the creation. It was before the world was ever put together. God knew everything from the beginning to the end. And to just think that God knew you, it's a mystery. Do you know? You say, how does he know me? We have seen in the last days how the discernment works, manifesting the secrets of the heart, names, addresses, what you have done, who you are, what it is. God knows everything about me and you. We can't hide anything. All the hidden will be revealed. So God now knows everything, and he speaks to us about that mystery that we're talking about. Don't set any time. Because people say, now, I'm going to start here, start here, start here. No, no, no. You can start somewhere in the book of Genesis. And I can very easily tell you the mystery to the Gentiles, where it started in Genesis 22 back there when we get into it, to find out in that seed all nations will be blessed. But when you look at that mystery, there's no time to specify when it start becoming a mystery. In the mind of God, I believe this, there's the attributes that God has that he didn't pick them up after the world began. It was in him before the foundation of the world. How far before? All the way back there. You say, how far before? I don't know. Before means keep on going backwards. And in it, God knew his attributes, a savior, a healer, a baptizer, all the attributes that he had, and everything must be fulfilled because that's the attributes of God. When you look at yourself and you feel sorry for yourself, do you know that God is part of you and he says he's going to lead you and guide you? You know, if we can sometimes get out of our shell and say, now, I trust God. God is going to keep me. God is going to do that for me. God is going to protect me. You know, it seems to me circumstances are pushing us around instead of being in control. It says God has control of the circumstances. But the more we kicked around, the more we praise the devil, seems to me like. But remember, who has control? God on the circumstances or the circumstances on you? If God is in us, God controls everything from the beginning to the end. That's it. So now we read in Romans, the 16th chapter. Romans 16, listen to this. And the 25th verse, we can see now that the mystery was kept secret since the world began. Now he says to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery, remember? Speaks about the mystery that was kept secret since the world began. Before there was a world, God said this, I am going to keep it secret. And we see later on, God reveals it. And he says, wow. I mean, what do you think? I mean, you just look, we're going to get in some of the scriptures. You look at the book of Acts. These Pharisees, I don't want to get in the next, you know, service. But these Pharisees should have known better than that. But here was Christ. They were reading the scrolls. They were reading everything and crucified Jesus. And they're the ones that were reading. You think of that. Why? When God keeps something secret, you and I cannot find out. It has to be revealed. Have you ever been in a state that God speaks to you through his word, and you see it, and you say, praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah, I know it's real. And what is it? The Spirit of God comes into the word, changes the word from becoming just letter to spirit, comes in you and dwells in you, try to explain to somebody else. Somebody else looks at you, yeah. Have you ever been through that? They don't know what you're talking about. You try to convince them. I don't care how much you go to press them. Unless God reveals it to them, they'll never see it. So now God says this mystery was kept secret, and I will be going back and forth, under that subject was kept secret, since the world began. We also look at the book of Ephesians. Ephesians, the 3rd chapter, listen to this, and the 5th verse. which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. You say, what is this all about? You know, God tells us now that as mystery was kept secret and start unveiling itself through the prophets. You say, Brother David, what is the prophets and the holy apostles? What happened? That spirit, start opening it up. Listen to this. Opening it up, and they prophesy. For us, remember, a prophet can have the revelation. But this doesn't mean that you have it. You have to have it as an individual. And that's your relation with the Lord. So listen, when you pray, he says, Lord, show me, reveal it to me. What you have sometimes, a minister stand up, they'll be so sincere, and you can hear only the latter part. But there's life in it. And God has to reveal it to you. So in that revelation that you see that God provided, also Colossians 1:26, listen to this verse, 1:26, he says, even the mystery which have been hid from ages and from generations, and now is made manifest to his saints. Not to everybody, but to his saints. You say, Brother David, just a minute now. That mystery that was hidden, and now unveiled, started unveiling itself through the Old Testament. You know, let me give you a picture of unveiling, okay? We have at the end, right? We are saved by the cross of Christ, by the blood of the cross, right? That's what we are. You see the blood of the cross? What was he? Our high priest, right? Took with his own blood, entered to the holiest of all, right? What was he doing in the book of Exodus of the tabernacle when he says, take an animal and kill it, take the blood and do this and do that? What he was doing, he was unveiling himself as types, as shadows. Until he himself came down, he says, here I am. And they were so blind, the Pharisees. They were looking at the types, the reality came, and they couldn't even see. Listen, you can stay here, stand, for example, outside, behind a tree. And the sun can be hitting that tree and create a shadow. And you can turn your back to the tree and look at the shadow, and you can see leaves and so on. The problem, you don't even know that there's a tree behind you. Unless you be able to turn back and see, he says, that does that, and the sun hits it. God has to reveal it. It's so simple. And we have to trust him. When we start studying that tape, and I will be trying to make it as simple as possible, so that all of us, today, Sunday again, are going to get back into that mystery. And continue on. So with these three scriptures, Romans 16:25, Ephesians 3:5, and Colossians 1:26, you can see very clear that the mystery was kept secret since the world began. Especially the last verse that says this, that was manifested to his saints, was hid from generations back from ages. You say, Brother David, I think I'm going to go to school and learn about it. You don't learn anything from school. Do you know what? The mystery, you can be repeating it verbatim what's on the scripture, and you still be blind unless God reveals it to you. So it's very important now to start looking. I see Sister Iris keeping notes down there. She likes Bible studies anyway. You know. So now we start looking at that mystery. It's going to unveil pretty soon. What's going to happen? Now we can see that mystery comes only by revelation. Revelation, I'm going to make two tapes on revelation because people calling and writing letters. So to send them the tapes, I don't have to worry about it anymore. Revelation is the removal of the veil. Revelation does nothing to the content, but separates and removes the veil so you can see the content. The same thing on the road to Emmaus. Two men were walking. All of a sudden, Jesus appeared before them. They look at him, and they were arguing since they crucified Jesus. And what did Jesus do? He didn't say, now, well, you know, I saw the blood too, and I was so. No, you know what he did? He says, the law and the prophets back there. Oh, slow at heart. Can you see what the Word of God said is going to be? Can you see that mystery of the revelation? They said they carried a conversation going on. They didn't even know about Jesus. They went to the house. They broke bread. When they broke bread, they formed that Jesus broke bread. That's a type there. They saw who he was and disappeared. What happened? God kept them blind until he warned them to open their eyes and see him. Now, in Romans back, 16:25 that we were reading a minute ago, Romans 16:25, you read again this about the mystery comes only by revelation. Now to him that is of power to establish your according to the gospel, my gospel, and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery. What he's going to give you according to the revelation of the mystery. No, you see, he says now, there's a veil there. And God is going to start removing that veil a little at a time so you see what's in there. You know, all of a sudden he says, I want to know everything. You and I are a bunch of peanuts. How are you going to understand the mystery of Jesus Christ? He has to reveal it. And you know what? We touch things. We say, here it is, here it is, here it is. And we keep on putting it together. So now something more was added, that this must be by revelation. You know, people say, I'm going to learn. Fine. Study the scriptures. That's correct. It's in the scriptures. I'm going to study some tapes. The tapes will point you to the scriptures. That's correct. But I don't care how much you're going to study, unless God removes the veil, you cannot see it. And God reveals it to predestinated saints. Aren't you glad that God spoke to your heart? You know? And my brother was talking to me. He said to me, David, he says, they show a video about alcoholics at the church. He says, and that person that was talking with such a bitterness in their eyes and so on. He says, the pastor asked me, what do you think about that? I said, that kind of thing shouldn't be in the church. I said, God bless you. I said to him, you know more than the pastor. Although you're an alcoholic. Think of it. But God opened our eyes to see, to seek God. Now, in Ephesians also, the third chapter, Ephesians, back to Ephesians 3:3, says this, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote for a few words. What happened to Paul? Paul now, by revelation, starts seeing the mystery. And me and you, we are not exception. God has to reveal it. So before you start on that revelation for God to reveal it to you, you got to trust the Word of God. That's it. He has everything in there. Everything is concealed. Can you imagine now? What Paul, day and night, revelations, visions, after the road to Damascus. I imagine he went over, he was sleeping on the streets. Can you imagine now waking up at night? Oh, Lord, Isaiah, here Jeremiah, here it is. And all of a sudden, start writing the epistles. And he says, by revelation of Jesus Christ. Can you imagine the visions? Can you imagine just God to enlighten you something? Like Paul was enlightened. What's happening to you? You're out of your mind. You know that? You lose your mind. Sometimes God will show you something in your life. God will show something to encourage you. And you know what? You cannot sit on your desk. You get up and go. And have a glass of water. Go back again. You're scared even to go. You become like an addicted person. But it's the love of God that takes us step by step. Show us one thing at a time. Because in it is the strength of God. You know? We got to know. The greatest mystery that can ever be accomplished in the Christian life is Christ in you. That's where lie your victory, the powers, and against your mind, wondering and everything else. Do you know, we can lay our minds for a very short time and a spirit can fall upon it and can torment us so much that we don't know what we're doing. With this, that, and all of a sudden, you know what it is? It was a spirit fall upon us. And we know nothing. The believers probably pray, that spirit got rid of that spirit and everything is peaceful now. What happened? What did it change? Nothing. That devil beat you up and beat me up, that's all. I love the Word of God. So now that mystery comes only by revelation. Just write it down and remember that only by revelation. Now when you can see how that revelation penetrates, what it is, let's suppose I have John Doe here or Betty Jones and so on. God, by revelation, reveals that only to His elect. Not to everybody. Everybody can know it. Everybody can listen to tape. Everybody can memorize the tape, but it takes the Word of God and the Spirit of God to reveal that Word in you to know what you're doing. You know, people by the thousands comparing today the Christian world, and they're comparing on the other side what's happening, you know, with the secular world, and they're scared to death. And if you tell them you're scared of judgment, what is it? Oh, let me show you the field. That's what I want to join. You see, but it's a different from be born again. You know, different be born again. There are many people at the church that are just accept people. They're not born again. You see, what has to be done? That Spirit of God has to come in and be born again, and the old man is gone. That's it. We make mistakes? Plenty. Who's making mistakes? I make more than you do. But we'll keep on going on, right? That's what we're doing. So now, this is revealed and manifested only to the prisoners or to the predestinated according to His purpose. Do you know that God has a plan for you? One time, I never forgot it. I was in a meeting. The lady came with three little children. Oh, how are you, Brother David? Good. She says, my husband had to work and he's going to miss say hello to you and so on. It's fine. She says, us, how are you doing with the Lord? She says, terrible. I said, what? She says, terrible. I says, what do you think I have done? Look, a bunch of kids dragging around. Nothing with my life. Have you ever been that you're not doing anything with your life and you are worthless and so on? But you know what happened? On the other side, you know, you can sit and listen to the gospel and you read this book. Are you worthless? No. God is training His people. Quite often, we want to be where God doesn't want us to be. The greatest thing that you can achieve in life is not to have a PhD degree or to finish this or to be rich, to be that. The greatest thing you have Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's it. That's the greatest thing you can accomplish. When you see a person dying, when you see a person breathing the last breath, then you know what? You say, there's nothing worth it in this world. It's what that man took with him. That man took with him. And if he didn't take Christ, he's totally lost. So that's what it's very important to consider. And it's a privilege to be able to hear the gospel for God to call you. You know, we are frustrated. You know how it is? I should give that one time to the Proverbs and preach on that. We are frustrated by comparison. The achievements of the world are compared with what we don't have. And the problem is sometimes I myself, not you, I look behind. That's what am I doing here anyway? But you know, on the other side, if God wants you here, you better stay here. There's no other place for you right here. You see, Brother David, what's the accomplishment? Where are all these hundreds of people? That's not an accomplishment. It might be the greatest accomplishment that they robbed me so I can get closer to the Lord. Did you ever think of that? There's lots of things that sometimes you don't realize. So now in Colossians, the 4th chapter, and the 3rd verse, Colossians 4:3, listen to this, what Paul have to say. Colossians, the 4th chapter and the 3rd verse. Which is praying also for us that God will open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds. What is he? A prisoner of Jesus Christ. You know? You don't have a choice. I was still in prison. If I have a whistle in the morning, you get up or else. One time, from the Department of Corrections, I was working a case trying to help a man to get out. It was a few men that I was working at the time and no more. All of them wanted to be preachers, and when they get out, they're in the world again. So so what happened, I look at this little blue little slips here, form type. He says, he was asked to come and get up from the bed. He didn't get up on time. All that stuff is recorded. I didn't know that. Everything is recorded in your name and my name. Everything. But he says, now, you're a slave. You don't have any rights. In other words, as a slave, you declare that mystery now. And listen to Ephesians, the first chapter, starting from the 9th verse. Having made known unto us, the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he hath purpose in himself. You and I have no rights. It's the mystery of the will of God that he foreknew you before. And listen how he puts it, you know. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, have you ever felt in you Jesus Christ and him crucified? That's the mystery of his will. He didn't say your will. What's his will? You're a slave. I'm a slave. And we keep on going. We fuss. We kick our heels. We blame everybody else. But God says, you are my chosen. The promise is you, and you're going to pay the price. He called Paul. He says, on the road to Damascus, I'll show you what you have to suffer for my name. There was no sitting at the porch, rocking around, drinking coffee. Have you suffered my name? He said. Listen to the following verse. That in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together, he says, in one, all things in Christ, both which are in heaven, which are on earth, even in him. When you go home, read all the way down to the 2 more verses, okay? So what do you say here? He says, the mystery, he says, in times might gather together in one thing, having made known unto us the mystery of his will. You say, I want to know the will of God. Read that verse. You know what it tells you? The will of God is found in Christ. I'm going to burn the town. You don't burn anything. You burn yourself. So the glory of God can be manifested in you. When you be listening to the tapes, you find out now, you start generating a background of what that mystery was. And when I go historically to see how this mystery started unfolding back from Genesis, you'll find out. Even go back to Adam and Eve. When God took Eve out of Adam, Christ and his bride, comparison all the way down to the scriptures. Now the next thing we have is that greatness is the mystery of God that was manifested in flesh. Now you're getting close to redemption. That's 1 Timothy 3:16. That great is the mystery of God that was manifested in flesh. You and I, we cannot understand Jehovah. God is my... You cannot reason God. But what happened? God, according to Philippians, took upon himself flesh. So we saw him. We felt him. We see Jehovah in flesh. Walking. Walking. declaring the truth. You know, nobody pays attention to him. You know why? Because it wasn't revealed to them. What do you think about you and I today? God gave us just the spirit, enough spirit, to see the revelation of what God has done. You think of that. Just the revelation of what, to see what God has done in us. Oh, you see, Brother David, I look at myself and I'm no good. Let me tell you this. You can stay a million years, you'll still be no good. It's because of Jesus. I like what was said, I'm not what I used to be, but I'm not what I want to be. Right? I keep on moving. What happened? It's revealed progressively to me. I can see more Jesus in me. I can see the conviction of the Spirit. I can see the Lord is working in me. I can see God is trying to do something with me. The rest of them says, what are you doing anyway? You know, this and this and that. Who got the biggest padlock? Okay, Marys. Okay, Marthas. What side do you belong? Huh? The big padlock dinner? You know, I don't have any objections to these things. But you see, God's Word has got priority above everything. Now, in closing, time is going. In closing, listen to the last point. Some of this is going to be getting very detailed. The last point is Colossians 1:27. Colossians 1:27. Before that, we use the 26th verse for another case that was hid from generations, the 26th verse, even the mystery, which has been hid, he says, from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of his glory, of the mystery among the Gentiles. Remember, just mark the Gentiles down there, the Gentiles. Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. That throws every denomination out, every church membership out, every do and don'ts. When I get to the 3 points that Israel mess up, wait and see, I don't want to get into right now. What is it? Christ in me, the hope of glory. Let's suppose one of us is ready to die. We get around your bed, Brother Gordon, everybody else, and we'll get around and says, praise the Lord. You know, no matter what we say, now it's you and the Lord. In you, if you have Jesus, it's the hope of glory. And Paul writes to 1 Thessalonians, he says, don't be sorrowful. He says, we have hope. They don't have any hope. We have Christ in us. The resurrection is going to take place. We're going to see our loved ones. We're going to see this. We're going to see that. And I'm so thankful to the Lord that that calling is based on individuals. I support to say pray for your family, but let me tell you this. Two will be in bed and one will be taken and the other one will be left. You know, it's not a joint revelation. God has to reveal it to you. As to reveal to your husband, to your wife, to each one of your children, it's not hitchhiking jobs. You know, it's not Archie Bunker operation. It's not only the family. I believe only the family God can save. I believe that. I believe what the scripture speaks in Acts 16. I believe that. But the final thing when you stand there, Christ in you, not in them, the hope of glory. Here the final state of the revelation that God now has come to your soul. Oh, I got so many up and downs. Says, Lord Jesus, be merciful to me. That's all I can say. I say that all the time. You know, a man said to me one time, I'm ready to go. I said, brother, I rely on his grace. And you know what? Sometimes blind people will tell you that. I'm ready to go. If you rely on his grace, probably God reveals who you are and how much you need of him. He'll take care of it. By grace, you are saved. Not your own works. We have mistakes. We have mind problems. We have everything you can imagine. But above that is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Keep that in mind all the time. God will keep you in perfect peace if your mind stays on the Lord. If your mind stays on the Lord, He'll keep you in perfect peace. That's the peace of God. You cannot reason it. You know, when He comes in and you die to yourself, you know what happens progressively? Or you say, Brother David, I got saved. How come I got these problems? He said, remember, Paul looked at himself and he said, I die daily. Why do you have to die next day if it's already done the day before? I'm asking you this. Because Paul had more problems the next day and more problems the following day, and the problems were still accumulating. Do you know that? The devil will look you in every corner in this city which is called Sodom. Will look all over for you. Want to destroy you. From every part you can imagine, will try to destroy you and chew you up. But we're saved by grace, correct? And that's not of ourselves, it's the gift of God. Right? I hope you're getting something. And you know what? You'll find out when we start playing the tapes, wow, here it is. Wow, here it is. So the next, should I say, 5-6 services, I will dedicate them Christ, the mystery of God revealed under this, the mystery of the Lord Jesus Christ. Take it historically. Take it before the foundation of the world. Take the attributes of God. They had to be manifested. How God make a body, and that body is God in flesh. When we get to this to find out the mystery that he's talking about, God in flesh is revealing as a mystery, you know. Let's stand. I'd like to ask Brother Craig to close us in a word of prayer. Praise the Lord for his grace and mercy.
Heavenly Father, we thank
you.
Yes,
Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God.
It has truly been nourishment to us.
Glory to God.
Pray, Lord, that you would bless us, Lord, to take it within our spirit.
Yes, my Lord.
Lord, that they might be fed of thee, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, that the carnal nature, Lord, the carnal man would be put down, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Our spirit that dwells within us, Lord, that would be strengthened, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, that we would walk day by day closer to thee, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, unto that perfection that is in Christ Jesus alone be achieved, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, to that day when you should return, Lord.
Glory to God.
Your bride, Lord.
Hallelujah.
It is only by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
Lord, and the revelation of who you are.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Lord,
that's it. That's it, Lord.
Lord, not by works or anything.
That is it, Lord God.
But, Lord, we are dependent on thee.
Glory
Lord,
to God.
Shed blood on Calvary.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
Keep us, oh Lord, this day. Help us, oh Lord, to draw closer every day. To die daily is
O Lord, Lord God of heaven.
The world desires and the things of the world. Lord.
My Jesus, my Lord.
Help us, O Lord, to pile up our treasures in heaven, Lord.
My God, help
to
me, Lord, first.
Thee, O Lord,
Lord forgive us from our sins and failures
that Satan would put in front of us.
Oh, my
Lord,
Jesus, my Lord.
To speak to all who would come in contact with you, Lord.
Oh, Lord God. Bless everybody here, Lord. Give them abundance, Lord. Fulfill the desires of the hearts according to your will, Lord. No, Lord Jesus,
to lift up the needs of the people.
Yes, Lord God.
Lord, all would be exalted, Lord. All would be lifted.
Glory to God. We love you, Lord.
Lord, we pray, O Lord, for our unsaved loved ones.
Oh Lord,
Lord, even those who would be sick and afflicted, Lord, reveal yourself to them, O God.
Oh God.
Lord, save their souls and make them whole. In Jesus Christ's holy name we pray.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, my God. Thank you, my Savior. Thank you, Lord, for this mystery, Lord. Thank you, my God. May be dismissed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you.